Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Today I'll be talking about 20-year trends in unintentional injury mortality for the American Indian and Alaska Native population in the state of Washington. I have no financial relationships to disclose. By way of background, I'm sure many of us in this room are aware, but there are substantial racial disparities experienced by the American Indian Alaska Native population. They're at higher risk for numerous health conditions and experience excess mortality compared with the general population. While age-adjusted death rates for both American Indians and the general population declined for much of the 20th century, we began to see an increase in death rates for American Indians around the mid-1980s. And American Indians still have a markedly lower life expectancy than the white population. Specifically, deaths due to injuries reveal major racial disparities that have led to a public health focus on injury prevention throughout Indian country. Health status assessment for racial and ethnic minorities, particularly this group, is often hindered by a lack of quality and accurate race information on surveillance data, especially death certificates and other disease registries. Racial misclassification can happen when one's race is not correctly coded on a death certificate or in another registry. And death certificate race data is often collected by a coroner or a medical director just based on somebody's appearance, or perhaps they do ask a next of kin, but that proxy respondent may not respond as the individual would have. The net result of this for the American Indian population is an under-ascertainment of deaths and underestimated population-based rates. One approach that has been applied to address this problem is record linkages with lists of known American Indians, such as those that can be derived from Indian Health Service and tribal patient registration records. So this is what my project at the Northwest Tribal Epicenter is involved with. It's called Improving Data and Enhancing Access. And our project goals are to improve the quality of American Indian and Alaska Native race data in a range of state-level surveillance systems, and secondarily, to increase the availability of accurate and complete health status information for Northwest tribes to inform their public health decision-making. Improving race data in the state surveillance systems is achieved through a series of record linkages with a list of known American Indian and Alaska Native patients, which, as I mentioned, are derived from Indian Health Service and tribal clinic registration records. And documentation of American Indian race is typically a requirement for eligibility for Indian Health Service. This map up here shows the three-state area in which we work, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. We do represent all 43 federally recognized tribes of that area. And this particular analysis is limited to residents of Washington, and we partnered very closely with the Urban Indian Health Institute to include urban patient information from the Seattle Indian Health Board, where the STAR is located. This is the largest urban Indian clinic in the Northwest, so we were better able to represent the urban Indian population through this work as well. We conducted probabilistic linkage with all Washington death certificates for the period 1990 through 2009. These were obtained from the Washington Department of Health. And these death files were linked with what we call the Northwest Tribal Registry, which is a cumulative list of all documented American Indian Alaska Native patients registered at IHS Tribal and this particular Seattle Urban Indian facility. We used a probabilistic matching software that's called Link Plus, which is a freeware available from CDC. And we compared identifying fields between the two files, such as name, date of birth, social security number, and address. Probabilistic linkage allows the user to identify likely matches even when the data elements between the two files aren't identical, such as missing data or coding errors or the use of nicknames. And any gray area or uncertain matches were clerically reviewed by two independent reviewers. For this analysis, we coded cause of death according to ICD-9 and ICD-10 underlying cause of death code on the death certificate. Any record in the death certificate file which matched the tribal registry were considered to be of American Indian or Alaska Native race, regardless of how their race data was coded on the death certificate. And then we also included any American Indian or Alaska Native decedents, regardless of if they matched, if their race was coded as such on the death certificate. For the comparison population, we selected white decedents, regardless of Hispanic ethnicity. In 2004, race collection on the Washington death certificate changed from single race to multiple races allowed on the certificate. So we used the bridged race field provided by the National Center for Health Statistics. And this is intended to bridge multiple race responses to a single race category, thereby making single and multiple race data compatible. For analysis, we calculated rates, which were age-adjusted per 100,000 population, and are presented on the charts that I'm about to show you as three-year rolling averages for the sake of smoothing the lines. And we analyzed trends using linear regression on a logarithm of single-year rates with a p-value of less than 0.05 considered statistically significant. As a measure of effect size, we looked at annual percent change, which is a measure used to describe the average percent change in rates over a period of time linearly by year. And if an APC or annual percent change figure is shown on one of the charts that follow, that indicates that the trend itself was significant. For all rates, bridged race estimates from NCHS were used as population denominators. On to the good stuff results. Our record linkage increased ascertainment of American Indian and Alaska Native deaths by about 12.3%, from just under 11,000 identified as Native pre-linkage to over 12,000 identified as Native post-linkage. And so the numbers here are those that are included in the analysis. Among matched records, 83% of Native records were correctly coded as American Indian or Alaska Native on the death certificate, and there were about 1,300 misclassified cases, 94% of which were coded as white. Misclassification prevalence was actually similar across the earlier years and the later years of this study. So we did see consistent misclassification throughout the age or the year range. This shows the mean age at death for American Indians, Alaska Natives, compared to whites in the state of Washington over the 20-year time period. You can see that American Indians died at markedly lower ages than whites, almost 16 years difference, dying on average just before age 58. And a similar result was seen when we looked at the median. Although the mean age at death increased for both race groups throughout the 20-year time period by just over a year, on average, we didn't really see any change in the differential. So, the improvements were made for all populations over this 20-year time period, but we didn't see the disparity decreasing. Between 1990 and 2009, unintentional injuries were the third leading cause of death for both the American Indian and the white population, following cardiovascular diseases and cancer. Unintentional injuries comprised 12.6% of American Indian deaths versus only 4.5% of white deaths. And you can see that age-adjusted rates of unintentional injury were significantly higher for American Indians, Alaska Natives than whites, and that males bore the greater burden compared with females for both races. To help orient you for the rest of the results slides, I'll just point out that all the data for the American Indian population will be presented in that blue color, and the red represents the white data. Breaking down the leading causes of unintentional injury deaths, most fatal injuries were due to motor vehicle crashes and poisoning. And you can see that whites had a much higher proportion of deaths due to falls compared with Indians. Now we'll look at the meat of the results, the 20-year trends. Over the whole 20-year period, American Indian unintentional injury mortality rates were consistently higher than whites, and we did see a relatively small but significantly increasing trend for both races. For American Indians, it was about 1.7% per year. It is showing up. I just wanted to note that there was a coding change from ICD-9 to ICD-10 on the cause of death code in 1999. So that's represented by that blue shaded area. Our understanding is that that coding change doesn't drastically affect our results because we are using really broad categories, but it should be noted. Looking at motor vehicle crash mortality, it was on average about three times higher throughout the time period, and we did see a significantly decreasing trend for whites at about 2.6% per year. And although there was a slight downward trend for Indians, it was actually not significant. So the disparity is actually seen to be increasing over this time period. We have heard suggestions from tribal members about the difficulty of moving the needle on this measure, such as rural roads and longer distances from hospitals and trauma centers, and perhaps more time spent in cars. So that is definitely something that we're working in as far as injury prevention. Accidental drug overdose mortality increased substantially for both race groups, but at a much faster pace for American Indians, on average almost 15% per year. especially since 1994. When we drilled down into these data more, we found that prescription drugs were largely driving this trend. And most worrisome is that we saw accidental death from opioid pain relievers increasing 22% since 1999 for the American Indian population. Since 1999, but prior to that time, relatively more street drugs were contributing to this trend. We did see some evidence of increasing fall-related mortality for the American Indian race group, although it was not significant. And drowning deaths were relatively low for both age groups. We did see some decreases, again, not significant for the American Indian group, but decreased just over 1% per year for whites. So what are we concluding from this? We have certainly seen that there are substantial disparities for American Indians, Alaska Natives, and Washington, and some of them really haven't made any improvement over this 20-year time period that we looked at. Specifically, American Indians are dying much more frequently from unintentional injuries and at much lower ages overall than whites. And we do see substantial disparities in motor vehicle crash and drug overdose mortality. Some improvements that have been seen in the white population, such as that decrease for motor vehicle crash deaths, has not apparently made it into the American Indian population at this time. And through this and other linkage studies that we've done in the Northwest, we've concluded that correctly assessing race is a very important factor in any kind of surveillance, certainly in mortality surveillance, and that racial misclassification does persist for the Northwest American Indian population on death certificates. It should be noted that the tribal registry is not a complete list of all American Indians and Alaska Natives in the Northwest. As I explained, it's derived from clinic registration records, so it underrepresents those that are in urban areas and don't have access to IHS services or those with private insurance. But through our partnership with the Seattle Indian Health Board, we've definitely improved the representation for that particular urban group. We are definitely dealing with small populations here, so we are always limited by small numbers and unstable rates due to that. One of our main project objectives is to disseminate local level data that are meaningful for community level health planning to tribes, and that's always a very big challenge because we just don't have an awful lot of data. And a final but very important limitation, particularly from the tribal perspective, is that death certificate data lack context and really don't allow us to answer the why questions very well. So, we definitely acknowledge this when we talk to tribal leadership and are moving forward with the project. We hope to work with other data sources such as behavioral risk factor surveillance systems, EMS, police, and hospital discharge data to give some more context to these results. And I'd just like to acknowledge the tribes of Washington and the individuals and organizations that supported and partnered with us on this work. I did include a couple of handouts on the back table of my slides and my card. If anyone wants to pick that up, please feel free. Thank you.